Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast. This is 894A, the latest medical news, but much more importantly, what it means to you. Number one, with the help of virtual therapists, people with eating disorders tackle anxiety in the grocery store. That's right. They get virtual visits and learn what's right and wrong. The death rate from cancer is falling for American men, women, and children of all backgrounds. Yet we're still not living longer. Why is that, with the death rate from cancer and from heart disease and stroke falling? The third story, in an Oregon State study, it says it's okay to eat placenta. Are you kidding me? Why would one eat placenta? Should one cook it? Story four, exercise does not slow brain decline in dementia patients. What does this mean? Should you stop exercising? No, it's the difference in treatment versus prevention. Yes, exercise, great at prevention, but lousy, just like everything else, at treatment. What does that mean? It probably means we've been approaching treatment of dementia wrong, and maybe there's some other key in treating it. Eating an egg a day may keep heart disease away. Wrong. We'll tell you why this headline of a Chinese study doesn't make much sense if you read the study. In young people, choosing marijuana over alcohol and cigarettes as their first drug, why is this bad? Well, it's bad because what people feared, that marijuana would be a gateway drug, is in this study showing to be true. And story seven is a sad one. The new studies confirm that there's a surge in coal miners' disease. The EPA, are they a lax EPA? Are they the problem? We'll come back to that. Let's first go to those studies on, well, let's go and do the coal miner's story first, if you will, because this is such an interesting story, but a problematic one from a standpoint of what the result is. More coal miners are suffering from advanced stages of the disease. It's a deadly disease called black lung disease than previous research has found. And more miners are working in the region today and are found to have early, if you will, coal miner's disease or black lung disease. The problem seems that although we've known about this since 1970, and there are more than 4,600 cases on record because they're paid for, that more and more young people are developing this because maybe the miners and the mining companies aren't paying enough attention to it. And if you look at the cost of it, you say, well, better to have coal mining and coal mining jobs. Well, maybe not, because the main cost of this is not borne by the coal companies. It's borne physically by the miners. But the dollar cost is obviously the federal government. They paid last year for over 62 lung transplants at $1 million apiece that weren't even accounted for in any of the profit and loss statements of the coal mining companies. You and I share that cost, and it's not any place near the cost of the miners. So I believe we've got to be much more vigilant with miners and with mining companies, making sure that the protection from this coal dust that causes this is resumed and taken into account in a serious way. The next study is a joyous one. So we're, if you will, and by far the best story I've read maybe in 2 or 3 months. I'm just going to give you the data. Cancer is the number two cause of death in the United States, but a comprehensive new report by the CDC says it is affecting and killing many fewer, we're succeeding Americans each passing year. That's right. Over from 2000 to 2016, there's been roughly a 1% decline in the incidence of cancer per year. That's a compound drop of over 20%, and a similar but even greater drop in the people dying from cancer, or greater increase in the people being cured of it because of new therapy. So this is wonderful news. We also know people are dying less of heart disease and stroke. So you're saying, well, what are they dying of if they aren't dying of cardiovascular disease and they aren't dying of cancer? Well, they're dying of brain diseases, and we'll come back to that. We don't have good treatments for it. We only have prevention for it. And so we've got to encourage everyone to do better prevention of these diseases. And so when I read you the next story, which is exercise is useless as a treatment for dementia, it is, but it's really good at prevention. So if you don't have dementia now, start exercising regularly, and it increases that one organ where its size is really important, your hippocampus in your brain. And so does speed of processing games. And so does preventing stress or managing stress. Those are key things at decreasing your development of dementia. So is what you eat. But once you get it, none of these things appear to be successful at changing the course of the disease. Now, there's some thought that maybe doing all of these things together might help, but there aren't data. There are anecdotal reports, and some people, they do, yeah, try it and try them. But in most people in these large studies, exercise has not changed the one-year course of development of dementia, or course of progression of dementia, does change the development. The next story I'm going to talk about is young people, and this is, so we're alternating good and bad stories today. This is a bad one. Young people are choosing marijuana over alcohol and cigarettes as their first drug, and the problem is, in this study from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, sponsored by the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, an NIH group, is that the second drug is progression. And once you use marijuana, apparently you feel free to overindulge in alcohol, overindulge in cigarettes. And it appears, although we hate to think of it as a gateway drug, that when young people in high school and middle school and early in their adolescence get into marijuana, they then progress. So parents, just because it said, well, medical marijuana, et cetera, don't think it's okay for women under the age of 18, men under the age of 25. This damages your brain if you use it consistently, and that means more than once a week. So don't do this. Better to go to, and I hate to say it, better to go to alcohol, but better to not do anything until you're above 18 as a woman and above 21. As a guy. Okay, we're not going to solve that, but that's okay. The good story, the next one, Oregon State study says it's okay to eat placenta. I don't know why anyone would eat a placenta, but it's a trend to eat a placenta, grind it up, put it into pills, whatever you do. I think you ought to sterilize the placenta because it can contain a lot of bad things, bad organisms, and those organisms you can pass through breast milk to your newborn. So cook it before you eat it if you really want to eat placenta. But I don't think it's a key for postnatal depletion. And we'll talk to the expert, Dr. Oscar Sarawak, on postnatal depletion in next week's guest segment. So do download that one if you're interested in postnatal depletion. And we'll ask him, I hope, if we get time to ask him about eating placenta and what's the habit in Australia. In Oregon, they found that only one of the 40 people they studied did develop a complication of eating placenta, not significantly different from zero for those people who didn't eat it. Good story now. Another one. This is with the help of virtual therapists, people with eating disorders or tackling anxiety in the grocery store. So use that phone, dial your nutritionist or a therapist. If you get seriously, if you've got a eating disorder and you're going to a grocery store, I learned from this story that people with eating disorders have problems in grocery stores. I have problems just in the time it takes and in getting to the through the checkout line, but in fact, in choosing obviously the best produce, I love salads, so I often go and get fresh lettuce and other salad fixings, mushrooms, etc., tomatoes, avocados in the grocery store. But apparently people with eating disorders have problems. The good news, and you can tell someone if they do have it, is you can log on with your therapist or with a nutritionist while you're in the store and have them help you navigate that. And that's been successful in the study. Another good story, Obamacare, that is the increased access for under 26-year-old people, especially women, has been tied to earlier cancer detection, treatment, and success in treatment. So one of the real benefits of Obamacare, I can't figure out from this story, the headline story, it looks like about a 20% increase in detection earlier and success in treatment. That's a big deal. So the good news, Obamacare is working. Quick headline, quick hitter, negative story, moisturizing bath washes don't help kids with eczema, but do put the moisturizer on after the bath that locks the water in. That does help. Next story is on, or next headline was on the migraine drug that got new approval of a new migraine drug from Amgen. It's going to cost $6,900 a year. I don't understand why these drugs are so expensive now, especially this is a drug, this is a disease that affects 50 million people. It could be widespread. You know, maybe $100 or $200 a month is reasonable, $2,400 a year, but this is way out of line, but not as far out of line as was expected. So they're celebrating that it's only $7,000 a year. Great God. I don't know how you do that. The next story is one we started to allude to. Exercise does not, in this study of 500 people, randomized controlled trial of exercise once people develop dementia. 13 studies I know of now show it can prevent dementia. Two randomized controlled trials looking at the outcome after 10 years. Decrease in the risk of dementia by about 30% for those who exercise three times a week for 30 minutes or more. How about this study? It doesn't show brain decline already in people with dementia. Problem and wonderfully done study. We don't succeed once people get dementia. So if you're healthy now, if you're functioning well, if your brain's functioning well, do all those 10 things that we talk about: speed of processing games, exercise, managing stress, eating DHA or eating healthy fish oils, the fish oils, especially DHA, eating Mediterranean. There are a lot of things you can do to prevent dementia, and they work at preventing those things that we've studied, that others have studied as well, at treating dementia. They don't seem to work. So prevention is the key. Quick hitter, health officials stay out of the pool if you have diarrhea. This is a duh. How obvious is that? If you got diarrhea, don't spread the cryptosporum or other bacteria when you're in the pool. Stay out of the pool if you got a bad disease. Next story is one that I'm going to mention. That is the just mention, and we'll do more about this at another time. This is a study from China. Eating an egg a day doesn't hurt heart disease That is eating an egg a day. In this Chinese study, 500,000 people epidemiologically. The problem with the study or the data is that those people who could afford a higher lifestyle started eating an egg a day, and maybe it's that people who are eating healthier, whether it's an egg or any food other than lousy old scraps of red meat, do better. So the data on eating an egg, not as healthy if you eat the egg yolk as not eating the egg a day. You want to stay under one egg yolk a week, or 4 ounces of red meat, or 6 ounces of pork a week in any form to be the healthiest for your heart and for preventing cancer and for preventing dementia. Those are the news stories of the week. My take on it, the most important thing I can tell you is the data show that we can prevent dementia. We don't do well at treating it. So do all 10 things. Start learning to manage stress. Start exercising 3 times a week regularly. Do speed of processing games. Get 900 milligrams of DHA, either through pills or by eating 6 ounces of salmon twice a week. Those things we know decrease the risk of dementia substantially. We also know none of those look like they're effective, at least alone, in treating dementia once it's developed. So go ahead, prevent it. Don't wait till you get it. We're all procrastinators in America, but your health is important. That's why you tune to You, the Owner's Manual podcast. And that's why we say prevent it. We know how to do that with heart disease. We know how to do that with cancer. We know how to do that at preventing brain decline too. Do that rather than wait to try and treat it. It's too late. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen saying thank you for downloading us. Thank you for telling friends about us. A lot of people are listening to our podcast and they're growing in popularity. So thank you. And remember, this is grilling season. If you're going to grill, marinate for at least 15 minutes before you grill in anything, because that stops a lot of the adverse effects of grilling. In the meantime, do that exercise, do that speed of processing game, learn to manage stress, and get your salmon. Thanks again for listening. Ben, thank you for great engineering, and especially thank you for downloading us. 894A of the podcast, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast.